If you're honest, you'd agree that coming only makes it more difficult for you to be a good boy. When I want you to do something difficult, I make sure I've denied you. If I allow you to come, you'll most certainly lose your nerve and will find any number of excuses not to obey. It doesn't matter how eager you are to please me. It doesn't even matter how horny you get thinking about your assignment. The second you blow your little load, it's all over until your little nuts fill up again. Considering all of this, I really don't see any reason to let you come at all. Why would I? I'd be interested in hearing you put on your best case for allowing you to come. Could you even justify it, or would you agree that it's completely selfish on your part to beg and plead for it? I'm wondering if it's time to do an in-depth mindfuck to program the come urge right out of you. Oh, we'll still allow you to play with your little Peter, but when you feel that come climbing up your cock, you'll find it's impossible to make your little squirt. How would you feel if I took away your ability to come? What if I could make coming so distasteful simply because of the selfishness of it all? It's really time for you to take a close look at whether or not you're serious about pleasing your mistress. Is the rush of coming worth the time you spend resisting your mistress's direction? Only you can decide how much you want to please your mistress, and whether she's more important than you are. What do you think? Are you ready to give it up? This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you'd like to talk to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.